today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Thousands showed up Thursday to pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They filed past her casket, which was displayed Wednesday and Thursday at the top of the steps of the Supreme Court. Trump and his wife visited on Thursday, but people in the crowd booed and heckled him. Wearing a mask, Trump looked away as the chants grew louder. Then he walked back into the building. On Friday, Ginsburg makes history again as the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is among the many calling on his Attorney General Daniel Cameron to release the evidence from the Breonna Taylor case after announcing that the three police officers who killed her would not be charged. A grand jury decided to indict former Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson, the only one charged, for firing recklessly and endangering lives in a neighboring apartment, but not for firing the shots that hit and killed Breonna Taylor, a Black emergency medical worker. The three officers broke down Taylor's door 6 months ago while executing a search warrant, then opened fire when her boyfriend fired his gun, thinking intruders were breaking in. Protests broke out in Louisville and other cities across the country after the announcement that none of the officers were being charged with Taylor's death. Another day, another asinine comment out of his mouth.
You have to be very careful with the ballots. The ballots, that's a whole big scam. You know, they found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. They found, it was reported in one of the newspapers that they found a lot of ballots in a river. They throw them out if they have the name Trump on it, I guess, but they had ballots.
They had no names on them.
Okay, well, they still found them in a river, whether they had a name on it or not, but the other ones had the Trump name on it, and they were thrown into a waste paper basket. We want to make sure the election is honest, and I'm not sure that it can be. I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody, and we'll see. But if you remember, Hillary Clinton just a week ago or so told Joe Biden, do not accept the results of the election under any circumstances. But you don't ask her that question. You only ask me the question.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Trump would accept the results of a free and fair election, without ever telling us who gets to make that judgment call. Trump faced bipartisan backlash over his comments. The Senate unanimously approved a resolution reaffirming its commitment to a peaceful transition. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, testified before Congress on Thursday that there was no evidence that mail-in balloting, which is expected to be widespread due to coronavirus, will result in fraud.
Now, we have not seen historically any kind of coordinated national voter fraud effort in a major election, whether it's by mail or otherwise.
But following Trump's lead, Republicans at state and local levels are taking concrete steps that could potentially eat away at the integrity of the election. Those steps include making it more difficult for voters to cast ballots, more difficult for states to count votes, and more likely that tallies will be challenged in the courts. The efforts threaten to undermine the public's confidence in the outcome, regardless of who's declared the winner. So my question is, when does the UN send its election monitors here? Obviously, America has a lot that needs fixing. Reuters reporting Thursday that House Democrats are preparing to introduce a bill next week seeking to limit Supreme Court justices to 18-year terms instead of their current lifetime appointments. Under the bill, justices' terms would rotate so that two would be appointed every 4-year presidential term. Only new justices would be limited to 18 years. Current justices would continue to serve their lifetime appointments. Well, score one for the good guys. A federal judge ruled Friday morning that the 2020 census count must continue until October 31st, as originally scheduled, barring the Trump administration from ending the count a month early. Judge Lucy Koh of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California also barred officials from delivering completed population data to the White House on December 31st instead of the previously planned April 2021 delivery date. Koh found that the administration's shortened schedule for completing the count was likely to distort the figures on people of color, immigrants, and other historically undercounted groups, resulting in a potentially unfair redistribution of House seats based on the count. The ruling came after evidence filed this week indicated that Census Bureau officials believed that cutting off the counting early would hurt accuracy. So, please participate. If you didn't get a census questionnaire in the mail or just can't find it, please go online and fill it out at 2020census.gov. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.